Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger is a very well-known thinker nowadays here in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav of an important Kila in Beis Shemesh, very much connected to the Torah of Breslov and Chabad. Those of us that have had the opportunity to spend the summer in Camp Hask had the tzchus to be around Rav Kluger, I'm sure, and I'm sure to hear some of his Torah. And the goal, again, a very popular thinker around nowadays. Last week we spoke about the Meiri's approach to tshuva, and that was one particular perspective. But Kluger's tends to be a little bit different, or very different. His goal is not to give us like a comprehensive analysis of all of tshuva. His goal is to give us one mahalach in tshuva. He has lots and lots of different svarim. We're going to try to pull from some of his different svarim to get some insight into his perspective. It's a perspective which is very much informed by Torah HaChasidus. It's a perspective which is very much influenced by the way I would understand it, it's a deep understanding as to where people are really at. An understanding of tshuva for where we're at. Sometimes you can read a sefer in tshuva, and this I just, as a description, you can read a sefer in tshuva sometimes, and you can get the feeling as if the person that the author is writing to is not me. That the person that's being described here is a certain kind of person. That the person being described here is a certain kind of person. But this person is lav dafka, you know, he's talking beyond me, he's talking ki'ilu, there's a certain level of purity or tzidkus that's not me. And Rav Kluger, at least I always find, in Rav Kluger's farim, there's a real sort of understanding that the person that we're talking to is me, and that the way he speaks is a way which can be very, very relevant, it can be very, very healthy, and hopefully also it can give us some good insight into what exactly is going on. Let's start like this, just as a way of a little bit of a hakdama. He writes in Asichut B'Chukachat Sefer in Chumash in Chelek Hey. He writes as follows. Let's get started like this. Many of us know that the Gemara Maseches Yuma tells us that there are chilukim between tshuva. There are different ways a person can do tshuva. A person can do what's referred to by the Gemara Maseches Yuma as tshuva miyira. A person can also do what's referred to as tshuva me'ahava. I can return from a sense of fear or awe, and I can return from a sense of true love. Many Bali Machshava, when they write, or many the Bali Musar, when they write about tshuva, will hone in on one or two of those. Some will focus dafka on tshuva miyira. Let's understand the importance of Yerushalayim, the importance of tshuva miyira. That's one form of tshuva. Rav Kluger often speaks a bit about tshuva me'ahava. And the way that he describes tshuva miyira and tshuva me'ava is something which is, I think, very, very powerful and very important. If Kluger writes, there are two ways to do tshuva. One way to do tshuva is to engage in what's referred to, the way he calls it, milmata lema'ala. It's a place where a person is where they are. A person's messed up a lot. And you dive into Ribono Shel Olam, can I sort of elevate myself? Can I get forgiveness for my sins? Can I get forgiveness for my sins that I feel bad for where I am, and what can I do to be able to get to a better place? I messed up, and now on some level I want to dig myself out of this hole that I'm in to be able to get a little bit higher. Tshuva milmata lema'ala. That I ask Ribono Shel Olam, can you please make some room for me? I want to come back. I messed up. What I did wasn't appropriate. Now let me get back to a better place. Tshuva me'ava, though, is a second level. Tshuva me'ava is where it's milmala limata. The starting point is not how I messed up and I want to come back to Ribono Shel Olam. The starting point, says Rav Kluger, is very, very different. Shemedaber l'Hashem Yisparach mitzad etzem ha'kesher shebineihem. That what's motivating me to do tshuva is not the fact that I messed up. What's motivating me to do tshuva is the fact that I know that I am destined. I know I am supposed to have a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. And I know, Poseach lehaski chavivas dimei kedem, chesed ne'urayich. I know that we are supposed to be, kivyachal, me and the Ribono Shel Olam, that we're supposed to be in a better place. I know that we are supposed to be, I know that we are destined to have a better relationship. And when I turn to Ribono Shel Olam, I don't turn by saying, I've messed up, how can I come from the low place I'm in and be able to elevate myself a little bit? But rather, I turn to Ribono Shel Olam and I say, Ribono Shel Olam, we are so close, we're supposed to be so close, and in many ways I want to get back to that upper place where I really was. In many ways I want to rekindle a relationship which is very much there. The focus is less on the fact that I messed up. The focus is more on my quest and my desire to reestablish a meaningful relationship, to reestablish a kesher I have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not focused on how I just, like, I overslept this morning and nebuch what's going to be. I'm not focused on the fact that I haven't learned as much as maybe I could. The primary motivating factor, milmala lemata, is to begin with the recognition, the real recognition, that we have a certain kind of shaychus, we have a certain kind of ribono shel olam. Mitzad etzem hakesher shebineihem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ohev amo Yisrael. It starts by knowing the ribono shel olam wants that kesher. Starts by knowing that the ribono shel olam really wants to be with us. Rav Kluger suggests in many ways that if we think about Yom Kippur, that's part of what the avoda of Yom Kippur is about, in particular, the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. He's going to go into the holiest place, and the Kohen Gadol is going to come, and he's going to try to get forgiveness for us. Part of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, says Rav Kluger here in source number 1, Chelek Hay, page 71, Shakon Gadol Megala Betoch Kodesh HaKadoshim, Sha'afa Pisha Yehudi Lo Hotzi Mea Koach El Poel Es Maisan Mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol clarifies for us that even though there are times where, even though I have potential to be doing better, I didn't do better, even though I have the Koach to be more, I haven't done that, even though that's all true, or I couldn't stop myself, I messed up, I did things negative the Ratzon of Hashem, that part of what the Kohen Gadol is clarifying for us is that there is a place in which Ribbono Shel Olam relates to us. There is a place in which we can have a certain kind of connection. That all these things that we did, like the Gemara in Sota tells us, when we sin, it's a function of nichnas bo ruach shtos. It's not who we really are. That part of the prerequisite for tshuva, and part of what the Kohen Gadol is trying to clarify for us, we have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam cares about us, loves us, ohev amo Yisrael, and however much a person messes up, the Kohen Gadol can go into Kodesh HaKadoshim with you in mind and perform an avoda like the Ketores. The Kohen Gadol can go in there and get kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, because all of Klal Yisrael, in a certain sense, we're shayach to the world of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We can't enter in, but we have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is powerful, and we have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is very, very real. It's very much like that. It's very much like the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it fits with that stream of thought very much. Rav Kluger, in general, likes to distinguish between two things, the chitzonius and the pnimius, the way things look from the outside and the way things look from the inside. For Rav Kluger, in one of his farm in Yichud HaShabbos, for Rav Kluger, there's a deep connection. We'll establish the connection and try to understand it well. There's a deep connection between Shabbos and Tshuva. Shabbos is a time associated, in particular in Torah Chasidus. Again, last week was the Chachmei Provence. This week is Beit Shemesh Chasidus. We're all about, I guess, being broad. Shabbos is a time associated, in a certain sense, with Tshuva. Let's understand it well. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Naf Kuf Yichas. I'm Reb Chiya Bar Avram Yochanan. A person who keeps Shabbos well, so such a person is going to be zocha, even if they worship the Avodah Zarah, such a person is going to be forgiven for their sins. In Torah Sachasidus, in Baal Shem Tov Al Torah, in Parshas Yisro, Kishas Levi, in Parshas Bo, Shabbos is often associated with tshuva. The Baal Shem Tov there, in Baal Shem Tov Al Torah, Yisro, Osir Aleph, the Baal Shem is describing, they're describing here in that Sefer, what the Baal Shem thought your kavanah should be before you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. That's a big avoda in by the Hasidim, to go to the mikvah often, but certainly also on Erev Shabbos, and to prepare a little bit in terms of your kavana for Shabbos is all about. The Baal Shem points out that Shabbos is osios teshev, that the same letters that connote Shabbos also connote the idea of tshuva. That's not random. The chachma of the osios, the chachma of the letters in Torah, those things convey real ideas. And when you have two words that have the same letters, that connotes on some level a real connection. There's a connection between Shabbos and Tshuva. For that reason, the Baal Shem Tov writes about Vitzarech Adam, the Avodah of Erev Shabbos. Some of us may know, Yaakov Kamenetsky, Salvechik, spoke a lot about how when the Jews, when we came over from Europe to America, that much as Jews, Baruch Hashem, were able to be successful and to keep Shabbos in the early years of American Jewry, when Jews were coming over, not really American Jewry, when Jews were coming over mid-20th century, it was very, very difficult for them to keep Shabbos. Shabbos was a real struggle. Are Jews going to be able to keep Shabbos? Many of us know the Mises, the people that got jobs on Sunday, only to lose them on Shabbos when they weren't willing to work, and many Jews were unable to hold strong. There were shuls, America, mid-20th century, there were shuls that had early, that were done in the question, some of them did, have early minyanim on Shabbos morning, so Jews could go to shul on Shabbos morning and still make it in time for their job, because that was the reality, and it was a difficult time. And Baruch Hashem, we were able to keep Shabbos in America, and Shabbos is great. The Rav and Rav Kamenetsky, each in their own way, pointed out that while we have had Shabbos in America, we've lost Erev Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos Avodah, the good preparation sometimes, their critique was that sometimes, and it's for very good reasons, very understandable reasons, and if the person gets very busy on Erev Shabbos, and you come home right before Shabbos, it's hard to prepare the same kind of a way. Eretz Yisrael, because people are off on Friday, tends to be a little bit better at that, but the Avodah of Erev Shabbos is a very difficult Avodah, and the world as a whole, it's a challenge to prepare for Shabbos as effectively as possible. In the Baal Shem here is emphasizing the Avodah of Erev Shabbos. I have to prepare myself effectively, so I have to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. V'kodim lazeh, before I go in, tzarech lishbor libo bekirbo, u'kaba olav ol malchul shamayim, not in the, probably in a Rav Shigar sense, probably more in a classical sense, that a person has to go in to prepare myself, kabolos ol malchul shamayim, I'm accepting the Ribbono Shalom, you know, here, I have to do tshuva la'azo pshav v'chol chatav, v'limos atma mirov pshav, I have to feel bad even about the things that I did. This is part of the avodah on Erev Shabbos, so that I can worship Hashem, b'chesed b'yir gvura, so I can worship Midas Tiferes. That's part of Erev Shabbos for the Baal Shem, is engaging in a real sense of tshuva, and engaging in a certain kind of way to be able to reinvent myself, to be Mekabel Shabbos, to be Mekabel Shabbos well. The Alter Rebbe of Chabad, Rav Kluger, is fond of this in a couple of places. I don't know if he's fond of it. He quotes this in a bunch of places. In the Kutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Jerusalem Shabbos Shuva. He writes as follows in source number 6. It's a very beautiful and powerful idea. It'll set the stage for appreciating what Shabbos ideally can be and what Shabbos in the world of Kluger should be, especially in Chodesh Elul when we are trying to be engaged in tshuva as much as possible. V'lachain, says the Alter Rebbe, Shabbos osios teshev. She'inyin Shabbos v'inyin tshuva hakol echad. Shabbos and tshuva are at its core. If you understand what Shabbos really is, if you understand what tshuva really is, you will be able to appreciate how at their core they are doing the same thing. And here we interject with the Rav Kluger Ha'ara. Both Shabbos and Tshuva, if you only look at it through a chitzoniistic kind of a perspective, if I only look at it from an external perspective, I can look at Shabbos and Tshuva and totally misunderstand what it really has the potential to be. Rav Kluger describes down the sheet that I think we have right here, it's source number 10, in Yichon HaShabbos, on page Reish Lamed Gimel and Reish Lamed Vav. Rav Kluger describes how Shabbos and Tshuva both have an external and an internal. You can look at Tshuva, what's the external element of Tshuva? I follow Tshuva as far as what Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam describes sometimes, he calls that on some level a little bit external, which is focused just on the Azivas Achet in the Kabbalah La'asid. It's focused on what he calls a Tshuva Tata, a little bit of a lower level of Tshuva. The tshuva which focuses on just external actions. I feel bad and I regret what I did. I want to be mekabel upon myself to be a little bit better. Tshuva, in that sense, is the rectification. It is fighting against the fact that I have sinned. It is trying to fix those things that I did wrong. And you can look at tshuva, and many do look at tshuva, says Rav Kluger, and that's all that they see. All they see of tshuva is the idea that there are people who have messed up, and my job now is charata, to feel bad about that. Vidoy, confess the fact that you messed up. Kabbalah ala asa, be mekabel upon yourself to be better going forward. And that's all they see in tshuva, is that level. Shabbos, similarly, says Rav Kluger, a Jew could look at Shabbos, and a person could look at Shabbos, and all they see is a day in which we stop doing melacha. All they see is a day which on some level is reminding us of Briyas HaOlam or Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all they see are Jews that are behaving differently. Shabbos is a day of halachas and dinim. It's a day when I have to make kiddush. It's a day when I have to have seudas. It's a day when I can't do malacha. And that's all they see about Shabbos. That's all they see. Says of Kluger, you can go through life viewing Shabbos and Tshuva on the level of externals. At an external level, there's no shaychus between Shabbos and Tshuva. What connection do they have at all? Tshuva is about how I messed up and now I want to be better. Shabbos is about certain Isser Melachas and wanting to remember certain dinim and to do them well and to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim or Briyas HaOlam. They don't look that similar. But if you look at the Alter Rebbe here writes in the Likutei Torah, understand that Shabbos and Tshuva, when you know what's really going on, when you really understand what's going on, then you'll get how? Inyan Shabbos, v'inyan Tshuva, hakol echad. Shabbos and Tshuva are at its core doing the exact same thing. Let's describe what that is. Dehainu chazaras hadvarim limikoran v'sharshan. Both of them are about going back to the place that you are really meant to be. Going back to the source. Tshuva, at its core, is not about the fact that I sinned and I messed up and now I want to fix that. That is not what it's about at all at its core. Tshuva, at its core, is about going back to the place that you are really supposed to be. Going back to a place of tahara that you are destined to really be. To bring your soul back to a relationship with your Ribono Shel Olam that really should be there. That's what tshuva really is, says of Alter Rebbe, when you understand it on a deeper level. Don't always focus so much only on, I messed up with this sin or I messed up with that sin, but go back to the core. Go back to where you're really supposed to be. And a Jew is really supposed to be tahor. That's why, for the Alter Rebbe here, that's why he says, Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, that's Tzadikim Gemurim can also do an Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. The Rambam makes it sound like the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is only for the Beinoni. But the Rebbe, no, everyone is shayach to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Even a person who doesn't sin is shayach to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Even a person who never sins can still do Tshuva. Because Tshuva is always about, forget just the chitzonius element, which is real, of getting forgiveness for a chet or behaving better. It's about strengthening a relationship and going back to its source. It's about going back to the person I'm really supposed to be. It's about going back to the person that I'm destined to really be and I should really be trying to be. And just sometimes I mess up a little bit. That's what tshuva is really about. Tshuva, when it's done well, tshuva me'ava, milmala l'mata, starts with the recognition. I have shaychus with Ribono Shel Olam. I have a kesher with Ribono Shel Olam. And that kesher is supposed to always really be there in a much more powerful way. And let me get back to where I'm supposed to go. It says, Shabbos is also. Shabbos is also, says the Alter Rebbe here, Shabbos also is about going back to that place. Chazaras hadvarim l'mikoron v'sharshan. Shabbos, in many ways, is about going back the entire Bria to what it's really supposed to be like. Going back to a place which is somewhat elevated. Going back to a place one way of saying it, I'm just not as busy and I'm able to focus on cultivating a real relationship. That I'm just not as busy, and Shabbos is a time when the world goes back to the way things should be in a purer kind of way. The way the world should be when things were more tahor and more kadosh. The way things would be when it's not negatively impacted by all the busyness that takes place throughout the week. Shabbos is a time when we can be able to go back a little bit. Let's just chazer what we've said thus far, so we can get into at least one more really important yesod of Rav Kluger. We point that as follows, just to begin a little bit. Rav Kluger writes that the starting point of tshuva, when tshuva is done in an ambitious and high-level way, so Rav Kluger is saying there's a lower level of tshuva that's focused on, I've messed up, let me rectify that. There's a lower level of tshuva which is focused solely on Kabbalah HaAsid, it's focused on Charata, it's what people look at when they read a Rambam, and that's all that they really see. All they really see. There's obviously much more there, but there are those who can read it that way. That's all that there is. Kluger says tshuva, when it's done well, comes from a place of relationship. It comes with fixing and rectifying and understanding the power of a relationship that you really have and trying to come back from that direction. Come back from there that you really have a relationship. The avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is about going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and showing the fact that all Jews have a certain shaychus here. That all Jews, there's a kapara, there's an avoda that can take place, the ketores, that is relevant to all those who are outside also. For Kluger, the best way, in a certain sense, or one of the tricks to being able to do tshuva well, is to understand the power of Shabbos. that Shabbos is a time, Erev Shabbos, I prepare for tshuva, but on Shabbos itself, I'm not so much focused. The tshuva of Shabbos is not so much focused on Shabbos with your actual chatayim. You're not doing vidoy on Shabbos. It's not the time when I'm focused on all the ways I messed up. Shabbos, the tshuva of Shabbos, is a tshuva where I think about my relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. When Shabbos is done well, that's what I think about sometimes. If a person, if you're just to go one step further, the Shabbosim that we have in this time of the year, the Shabbosim we have in the Tkufa of Elul, of Aseret Shmei Tshuva, of Yemim Noraim, that's a tshuva, that's a Shabbos that we don't want to not take advantage of. We want to appreciate what it means to have a Shabbos in which things are just nice and good, in which it's a Shabbos where there's a good tefillah, it's a Shabbos where there's a good seuda, it's a Shabbos where there's good learning. And that's part of my tshuva process. My tshuva is not only sitting down and confronting my chatayim. If you only focus on your chatayim, you're missing the pnimius element of tshuva. Just like if all of Shabbos for you is like Nebuch, what am I going to do? I can't do malacha today. I can't check my phone. So you've missed the beauty of Shabbos. You've never really tasted it. And if that's where you're at, says of Kluger, you're going to be in a very difficult place. You're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on a whole lot. For of Kluger, this is actually an interesting parallel also, I'll just share, that for him is part of the reason why, it's the way that he describes non-Jews look at things. That there's a certain pnimius describes of Kluger, this is very much not a Rambam kind of an idea, but of Kluger, there's a certain element of non-Jews who look at these things in more of an external way. Not so much in the level of pnimius, but more of an external way. That's why, of Kluger writes, Goy Shel Shabbos is Chayav Misa. A Goy can't keep Shabbos, a non-Jew can't keep Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, because if you can't fully appreciate that deeper level of shaychus between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, so keeping Shabbos is not what you should be doing. So, I mean, we should all keep Shabbos, but keeping Shabbos well, that's what we're striving for. And Shuva, many of us know discussions in Chazal, discussions in Nach, discussions in many of the Bali Machshava, about whether non-Jews can do tshuva. Chazal at certain places imply non-Jews can't do tshuva. Many of us know, obviously, Nineveh and Sefer Yonah, they did do tshuva. For Kluger, part of what Nineveh did was they just did the external kind of tshuva. They messed up with their sins, they're going to rectify it and behave better. But that deeper level shaychus is not there as much. It's obviously part of an influence in the world of Chabad and others as far as Jews versus non-Jews and certain distinctions that take place there. But that's what Kluger's perspective, more or less. Rav Kluger goes one step further, and again, many of us that are familiar with the way that Hasidus is used nowadays in certain circles, certainly in those that are not with our community, you'll appreciate what Rav Kluger is saying right now and why it's so important and why it's so popular. And in a certain sense, it's unbelievable. The Sefer called Yisrael Bechiri, it's based on certain insights in Shir HaShirim. Rav Kluger here, a lot of that has to do with Ribbono Shel Olam's choice of Klal Yisrael relationship with him. In the first Chelek in Perek Yitzayin, Rav Kluger says something that is so critically important for tshuva, and in many ways it is the source of a bit of a frustration for people that do tshuva from a certain kind of a perspective. Kluger writes as follows, and here's where we really gotta, if we do this well, it's a total game changer as far as tshuva goes. Derech ha'olam hachitzoni. So we're still focused, Rav Kluger, in a different piece, on the way things appear in an external way and the way things appear when you understand what's really going on. Derech ha'olam hachitzoni, people in general tend to view things in extremes. They're the good guys and the bad guys. A person messes up once and they mess up very badly once, so we sort of like mark them as being like the bad guy. We mark them, a person who's, there are situations in which a person, you mess up a couple of times and we view them as if they're not shalem. And the person who's shalem is the person that doesn't mess up that much. Success, in many ways, is a very high standard for that. And the way we assess success often has to do with how do people perform? What are their behaviors? So if Kluger describes the following mashal, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven is born with great midos. There are people that are born without getting, they don't get frustrated that much, they don't get angry that much. They're easygoing kinds of people. And Reuven never gets upset. He's never had to work for that, but Reuven never gets upset. And Reuven's reputation, klape the world, is that people look at Reuven and they say, Reuven's an impressive guy. Reuven's a good guy. Reuven, he's close to being shalem. He's complete. He never gets angry. People do things and it's never a big deal for him at all. Shimon is born in a very different place. Shimon is born in a place, not the biblical figures, just in the mashal. Shimon is born, although, you know, it could even be, I have no idea. Shimon is born in a place in which he does struggle more naturally with anger. He's built that way. He's born that way. He gets frustrated sometimes. He gets upset sometimes. It's just how he's built. It's how he is made. There are guys that when they get on the court, when they're playing ball, they're the people that can handle themselves and they're all good. And there are people who naturally have a much more difficult time. Some naturally can do it and they're fine, and some naturally more difficult time. Shimon works really hard to fix his midos. Shimon works really hard to fix his midos, but you know what happens sometimes? He still messes up. Because for him, it's a deep struggle. Sometimes he still messes up. He hasn't performed the way he'd always want to. Again, back to that same muscle, he loses it on the court sometimes. He's playing ball, and it's the end of a tough game, and there's a bad foul call, and he'll lose it. He'll start complaining a little bit. From the perspective of the outsider, without a shadow of a doubt, Reuven is significantly better. Reuven is significantly more shalem than Shimon. Look at his behavior and look at his performance. Reuven doesn't mess up. Reuven's on the court, he's never complaining. Reuven's on the court, he never gets frustrated. Shimon, when they look at Shimon, they say, here's a guy who can't control his temper that much. Here's a guy who sometimes they know, be careful around Shimon because once in a while he could really lose it. Says of Kluger, to continue the mashal one step further, the basketball part was a me addition. Says of Kluger, take it one step further, that when Reuven and Shimon one time have a real heart-to-heart, they have a real conversation about where they're each really at. And Reuven and Shimon opens up to Reuven how he had been trying for years to get better. He's been trying for years to improve those bad midos. He's been working really hard. And it happens to be that there's so many times where he wants to lose his cool. There's so many times where he wants to have these angry outbursts, and he controls himself. And it's so hard for him that irrespective of however much he has grown, irrespective of whatever it is that he has been able to accomplish, in the end of the day, he loses it sometimes. He loses it sometimes. And Reuven opens up to Shimon. And Reuven says, Shimon, you should know, I bichlal don't have this problem. I'm not born that way. I just don't get upset. I haven't worked on it. I haven't tried to be better at that. This is how I was born. This is my ofi. In my core, this is who I am. I haven't had to work on it that much. Says Rav Kluger the following very, very critical insight. From the perspective of the outsider, without a shadow of a doubt, Reuven is the more shalem person. Reuven is the more elevated person. He never messes up. Shimon loses it sometimes. But says Rav Kluger, part of Avodas Hashem is to ask yourself the question sometimes, not how am I perceived by other people, but how am I perceived klapei the Ribono Shel Olam. And the way that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to judge Reuven and Shimon is going to be very different. If Reuven is who he is, and he's never grown that much, he was just born in a really good place, so Ribono Shel Olam doesn't look at Reuven, he's not so impressed by Reuven. He doesn't look at Reuven and say, wow, you're unbelievable. He says, Reuven, you also have areas to fix. And you also could be better. If you're content being where you are, just you were born, to use the mashal, you know, on the 50-yard line, you were born pretty much down the field, but you didn't work that hard. The Ribono Shel Olam is not machshav that much. But Shimon, who's really working hard, Shimon who's doing his best to get a little bit better, here's the kenetzer of a Kluger. At that moment, for where he is at that moment, there's a form of shlemus. That's a form of perfection. That is, he's perfected that moment. For where he is right now, he's doing whatever he can. When you view things too much, this is part of the chitzonius and pnimius, part of understanding how to look at things not by the external, but to look at things in a deeper way. On the external level, oh, that guy's so much more chashuv. That guy's so much more chashuv. And you understand sometimes that that's just not true. It's just not true. You have this, you know, once in a while, you can look at people that when you know what's going on in their lives. We can do this with some of our friends sometimes. When you know what's going on in their lives, you can look at one person and it looks like maybe he's not doing that great. It looks like maybe he's not. There's not an excuse for justifying mediocrity at all. It's not what we're going for. The goal here is that we have to work hard. But when you know a guy is really working hard, you know a guy's really giving it his all, you know you have a guy right now who's doing whatever he can to be better, then you know what? Even though you may know that he struggles in area X, even though you may know he's not perfect in area Y, klapi the Rebbeinu Sholom, the Rebbeinu Sholom is machshav him. Not just because of the deep shaychus of the chesed ne'urayach, ohev amo Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Sholom loving us, not just because of that. He mamish earned it. He totally earned it. But from an external perspective, sometimes we're not going to be able to appreciate that. And if you focus too much on the external, so then we're going to have a little bit of struggle. The phenomenon that Rav Kluger in many ways is addressing is a phenomenon which, at least for some of us, may be very much real. You can have people sometimes, and here's where it gets hard, where the tshuva process becomes frustrating. The tshuva process becomes one that becomes demoralizing. Because on one level, sometimes it's not fair. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create me that I am struggling so much in area X? And there are people that don't struggle with this at all. People don't struggle with this at all. There are people sometimes, this we know, there are people that have no problem at all waking up in the morning. It's the easiest thing in the world for them. And there are people that have a harder time with that. And a guy who's having a harder time can be frustrated sometimes, and it's true, but like, why is this my struggle? If only I could get up, so much would be easier. And when we have those struggles, and sometimes in tshuva, there can be a certain source of frustration. And sometimes in tshuva, the frustration can be as follows. We can make the mistake that if I've been working hard and I've been getting much better, that we can start convincing ourselves on some level that if, when I do mess up, that means it was all for naught. That if I can't really do it all the way out of sof, it means that there's something messed up. I have to try my best to always do it right. I have to try my best to be ambitious, to have a good, deep, real relationship that is constant, and that I've earned even that constant kind of a relationship. But we never want to make the mistake. We never want to define our success based on, do we mess up sometimes? If we're working really hard and we're doing our best, you can feel like there's a degree of success there. You can feel there's a degree of success there. And if you're a person, that's one level. You mess up, I want to get better at it. I mess up, I want to do better. But I never want to judge myself solely based on my mess ups. I don't want to judge myself solely based on that. I also, on the flip side, many of us are born and we're talented. Many of us are born and people in this room are very, very talented. And many things come easy. Many things do come easier. It's easy to wake up, and it's easier to sit down for a long time learning here, even though on some level it should be difficult to sit for whatever hours in the morning and to be learning like that. And we've done wonderfully. We've done an unbelievable job, and that's unbelievable. And we should feel very, very good about what we've done. And for so many of us, that is a struggle. It is hard work to do that, and that's great. And we've done that, and we've been successful with that, and that's chashev. It's chashev be'enei habore. And for some of us, maybe that's not as difficult at this point. And the question becomes, so what am I pushing for in my next area? What am I pushing for? What's the next thing that I'm pushing myself to grow? Because in many ways, that's what the Rebbeinu Sholem is machshev. To be oved Hashem and not be oved b'nei Adam, says Rav Kluger, that's part of what we're striving for. To be able, avos Hashem v'lo avodas habrios. To be oved Hashem, to care about, the Rebbeinu Sholem cares about how much we're trying. The Rebbeinu Sholem cares about how much we're doing. So I guess three yesodos from Rav Kluger, and these are three that are chashev. And many of us, I don't know if you're like me or you, there's a reason why his Torah is popular, because it's a Torah that in many ways, at least for some of us, is going to resonate. It's a Torah that speaks, number one, about the relationship that Jews have with the Rebbeinu Sholem and the capacity to the tshuva, not just I messed up and now what can I do, but a tshuva that comes from recognizing that we really deep down inside have a certain relationship. We have a certain relationship with the Rebbeinu Sholem. There's a certain, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants shaychus to us. And we want to do our best to get back to that place. It's a totally different tshuva when you view things that way. Not when it's coming, you know, mitachas. Not when it's coming from, I'm so bad. When it comes from, I want the relationship and I haven't been acting up to that. But what can I do to get back in that relationship? The second point for Rav Kluger is to appreciate the incredible milah that Shabbos offers us. that Shabbos offers us sometimes clarity. Shabbos offers us sometimes an appreciation of the way things on some level really could be. That a good davening and some good learning and good Shabbos meals and good hanging out and all of those things have the ability to get us back with Sharshan to the place that we really sort of want to be, the place we're really destined to be. And the third thing, which is such an important yisod, but of Kluger, in general in life, you can decide to look at things externally. I can decide to look at people externally. This is this guy. He behaves one way or that way. That's how I know how good he is or not. I can look at Shabbos externally. It's a day of lots of halachas, and it is. I can look at tshuva externally. It's just a question of vidui and anything that. And it is all those things. It is all those things also. But there's also a deeper level of panemius. The Alter Rebbe writes the Kukia Torah we saw. It's a deeper level of panemius that Rabbi Nachman often talks about. There's a deeper level of panemius which Kluger is pushing time and time again. Not to get caught up too much in the way things look from the outside. Not to get caught up too much in the way things look externally. But to do whatever we can to appreciate the success that we have rightfully earned. The relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam that we are endowed with, that we will always have. The love of the Ribbono Shel Olam for each and every Jew wherever he is. Kohen Gadol and Kohen Gadashim, and all people have access to that. All people can get some kapara from what happened to Kohen Gadashim. That we all have something. When we feel empowered and when we feel good, it's never about an excuse to just settle with where we are. We feel empowered, and when we feel good, when we are able to define what success really is, that should be a motivator for authentic tshuva. It should be a motivator for being better. It should be a motivator for working harder. It should be a motivator to appreciate the power of Shabbos and the power of the Yomim Noraim. It should be zocha to take some of Kluger's ideas, to be able to appreciate what tshuva can really look like, and for us to feel the success that we deserve to feel, for us to feel the relationship that we deserve to feel, and to work hard to make sure that be'eni the Ribbono Shel Olam, forget any habrios, be'eni the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we've achieved for us at this moment what our shleimus can look like. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.